Hi there, Coffee and Comics here, and I wanted to welcome you to a little preview of something that I'm currently working on. So, last year, and at the end of, at the end of 2020 and into 2021, I was gifted the most incredible opportunity to turn what was seemingly, in my view, a failed attempt at a webcomic. And I was gifted the opportunity to take the concept for that webcomic and turn it into a fully fledged, fully voiced podcast. An audio drama, a fiction podcast, with so many incredible voices from around the world. And upcoming in May will be the second anniversary of this series, which I created way back in May of 2020. It's crazy. I made this. And what a journey. What a journey it's been to sort of watch this series and these characters unfold. And, you know, even if it never gets big or nobody really invests in it outside of, course, my incredible cast who have come through for it so much. I am doing something that I wanted to sort of like take a crack at. So when I jumped headfirst into the creation of Chaotic Idiots, I didn't know what I was doing. But then again, who really does on your very first venture? And I had an idea, a thought occurred to me after Chaotic Idiots had ended its run back in August, I think, of 2021. And then officially, of course, we wrapped pre-production. I will get the vocab right. Post-production was wrapped in October of 2021. But after post-production wrapped, and I sort of started working on our current production, which is Tirnanog, I had an idea for something. And, so what you're going to hear is a little preview, of a scene that you might know from Chaotic Idiots. It is one of my favorite scenes. It is the dinner sequence, featuring the same voices as before. It's myself, the lovely Thomas Lloyd Smith, Jordan O'Neill in the role of Malachi Faust, and the only difference for this scene is that we have Maggie Lewis voicing Callista as she stepped into the role, and has stepped into the role of Callista Faust for our current production. And just to keep with the continuity of voices, for this upcoming project, what I am calling Chaotic Idiots, Echoes of the Past, a director's cut, you will hear all the current voices for the characters. So you'll hear Jack Morby, as Edgar. You'll hear, Christopher, as Barnabas. You'll hear Kessie in the brief role of Bellamira. You'll hear a lot of the same characters and same scenes, but what's going to happen with those scenes is, the structure's going to be changed just a little bit. So, because this is a director's cut, some things will be changed, some things will be cut out, actually. Some things will be left, will be restructured and resequenced. And, I've been working on this on and off, of course, working on Tear in the Knock. It's such a journey. And life, of course, you know, gets in the way too, and there's only so many hours in the day that you can work on so much. But the director's cut of Chaotic Idiots is a work in progress, and I'm going to share a little preview scene for you all right now. So this is the dinner sequence from the original episode titled Judge and Jury, one of my favorite episodes, because it was in that episode that I, as a first-time creator and voice actress as well, this is my first project voice acting anything, and but it was in that episode that I discovered my voice and began sort of taking the steps of feeling more confident in my voice and my capabilities. And I discovered Jacob's voice, I would say. If you listen to any episode prior to that, I really didn't know the character's voice, and it took me some time to find that voice. But I became more comfortable. And so, without further ado, I present to all of you a preview from Chaotic Idiots, Echoes of the Past, the dinner sequence. Enjoy!
I don't think I could ever forget the look of sheer terror in his eyes when that troll woke from its slumber.
If I recall, you're the one who woke the damn thing.
Malachi Frost, watch your language, please.
Apologies, love. I'll hold my tongue.
He starts running and screaming. It's a bloody mother! Great gods of Avalon!
What happened then?
Then we turned tail and got the hell, the heck, out of the troll's nesting grounds.
You screamed like a little girl, and it was rather funny.
Exactly how much wine have you had?
I abhor wine. You know this. I drink bourbon only. And if you must know, I've had none.
Oh, you had such adventures. Yeesh. When am I going to get to see trolls, goblins, and giants?
Lady Red be praised, there aren't goblins and trolls anymore, nephew.
They were quite nasty beings, though. I didn't wish them harm. Especially not the demise they met when their homelands were destroyed.
Aww. That's sad.
So, switching subjects. How's school going, Jacob?
Oh, exciting! I love my history classes. I'm learning all about Lord Ambrosio.
Ah, Lord of the Vampires. Do you know how our kind came to be?
Maybe we shouldn't discuss this story.
Legends speak of the death of Lady Red.
Well, that's pleasant.
It was a sad day that Lord Ambrosio carried her lifeless body out onto Romanian soil, where the old kingdom of vampires once lay. And it is said that from her wound, Lady Red's blood seeped into the dirt and rooted itself within the earth.
Oh no.
Deep, deep down it flowed and flourished to give a wondrous gift. For from his lover's demise, Lord Ambrosio used his divine gifts wisely. From the soil, he molded the very first vampires with his love's blood, infusing them.
Whoa.
With her light and the very soul of his sorrowful heart.
So that's why we feel the way we do. Because of Lord Ambrosio.
Aye. Light of lost love. 'Tis why vampires feel emotion so deeply, or we love with all that we are.
Wow. So we're like part of Lady Red's legacy?
Aye, son. That we are. It's why we perform the sanguine ritual to awaken our children, so that Lady Red's legacy might continue to live on.
You didn't think your grandfather Dracul was the first, did you?
No, but this explains a lot.
I've got a book of our folklore in my study if you wish to read it.
Well, do you? Please, I want to read more.
Well, quite the riveting tale. I think I'm going to retire for the night. Callista, dinner was wonderful. Thank you.
Dinner was good.
Oh, you're welcome. And thank you for the compliments. Sleep well, Aaron.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, Uncle Aaron. And I guess I'll wash up the dishes, Mama.
Good man. Oh, well, I think that perhaps I shall retire for the night as well. Will you join me, Malachi?
Coming, love. Good night, son.
Good night, Dad. Thanks for the story.
Anytime, kiddo.